Hey Tyler, how are you feeling, and what have you been told about your injury?
I'm bummed. Disappointed, man. Right now, I have a capsule sprain and I have to get shut down for 6 weeks. So, that's kind of where we stand. It's kind of disappointing. I mean, I've never been on the injured list in my career. Never had a serious injury. And I do now. So it's frustrating. I pride myself on being that guy that's been healthy, and now I'm not. So, I'm bummed.
Other questions? Back to you, Nick. Go ahead.
Yeah, did this just pop up the other day in Maryvale, or had it been lingering?
No, it just popped up, and that's kind of the most frustrating thing about this whole situation is, I've been trying, obviously going through my mind and trying to pinpoint, what happened. And I had been feeling arm-wise really good. I've dealt with a lot of like discomfort in my arm throughout my career, and have always worked through it. And over the last 2 or 3 years, my arms actually felt really good. And it was continually feeling good this spring. And then, yeah, in Maryville the other day, it kind of came out of nowhere. And I guess that's how these things happen sometimes, but obviously I'm new to this, so it's just been kind of weird and frustrating.
Yes, I saw you do like one of these at least the other day. Was it something where you're hoping it was going to loosen up as the outing went along, and it just never really did?
I've pitched through discomfort before, especially in spring training. As you're building arm strength, for me in the past, I've had little aches and pains and stuff that I've always just thrown through, and usually it loosens up, usually it goes away, and the arm strength comes around, and I've been fine in the past. This time around, it just kept, it wasn't even that painful, to be honest with you. It just felt weak. My arm just felt weak, and there was obviously my velo was down, and like the ball wasn't coming out, and I had no idea really where it was going. And so there was just a lot of weird factors involved in this situation, and things I hadn't felt before. But as far as like pain level goes, it really wasn't that painful at all. It was just like, kind of a weird feeling is the best I can describe it. Ultimately I took myself out because it just didn't ever get any better.
Jack Summers.
Tyler, tough break. Sorry to hear it. The 6 week shutdown. So that's no throwing until after 6 weeks is up, and then evaluation from there, how long it takes you to what kind of program to get on at that point, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Back to you, Nick.
Yeah, I was just going to clarify something similar. So, I mean, do you think it could be maybe a few weeks beyond that before you're hoping to get back into a big league game?
Oh, yeah, these things are so, there's a lot of uncertainty when it comes to this stuff. So it's just basically right now I'm going to do kind of everything I can to get better tomorrow. But I think ultimately where we sit right now is I'm getting shut down for 6 weeks. So that's a target date. And then when we get to that 6 week time frame, we'll probably have more information after that, as far as how I'm feeling, how I'm healing, and things like that. So to sit here and speculate anything after that is pointless.
Zach Buchanan.
Tyler, was surgery ever presented to you as an option, or was this pretty much they came out of the examination, they said this is the course to go?
Yeah, no, surgery was never brought up in any way, which I guess is a huge positive. So yeah, it just needs to get calm down and heal.
Evan Thompson.
Hi, Tyler. Just to clarify, is this one of those situations where there was structural damage before you could feel that anything was really wrong?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. There wasn't any structural damage before there was structural damage. I don't know.
I'm not sure what the capsule sprain is. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, like I said, it kind of just came out of nowhere. So, I was feeling good, went out there, felt it, and, it ended up being what it is. So.
Back to you, Zach.
So did they tell you much about what a capsule strain means? Like, I don't know. I'm not sure I would have known I had a capsule in my shoulder to strain.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I mean, I had never had any issues with it prior to right now. And the shoulder joint itself is a very complicated joint. There's a lot of muscles and things that are attached. Exactly the ins and outs of what it means. I'm not a doctor. I'm just kind of like listening to what they're telling me. All I know is I need to rest and let it heal. And then the specifics after that, those are questions for docs, not me.
Do you have anything else for Tyler?
Yeah. Just to follow up, what doctors did you visit? And did you have any anti-inflammatory type of shots or anything like that?
No, nothing yet. Just the doctor here that the Diamondbacks have, Dr. Wazlewski, I think is how you pronounce his last name. He's been great, very informative and told me everything I need to know, and he's been great. So it's nice to have the medical staff that we have. So I feel like I'm in really good hands moving forward in this process. And I was even commenting, amongst the players, probably a week ago, as soon as I came back here, I realized, how great of a medical staff that we have here. I didn't know I was going to get hurt, but I know that I'm in really good hands, which gives me confidence to know that I'm going to come out of this thing just fine. Obviously, not ideal, but the only thing I can do now is just move forward and keep my head on straight, maybe help the club in other ways in the meantime, but I'm going to do everything I can to get right.